That is the music for the Garden Conversation. And here are our guests, Mardell and Sabine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here with all kind of visual cues, which no one can see, but I can certainly smell them. They're delicious.
Well, I thought it was appropriate. I brought you some bulbs, Joni, because that's what we're going to talk about today with Sabina. Sabina is, well, for a couple reasons. Sabina is the queen of...
right. I'm the queen. Yeah, right. Let's stop the show right here.
So are these hominy? These look like little hominies.
No, you don't want to eat those, I don't think.
Those
are Asiatic lily bulbs.
Oh, thank you.
And the reason I have them, everybody in my wake, those are the last of them. I had to dig mine out because there were too many of them. And we will talk about that.
Right. And that's one topic where I would love to jump in because Asiatic lily bulbs or lily bulbs in general is not your classic one, what you plant in the fall. But if you have an established plant, like very many plants or perennials in our garden, fall is actually unknown a really great time to transplant because the plant is already in the mode, okay, I'm going to hunker down. It's going to be fall. I'm going to go down into the ground, be cozy, hover, and wait until next spring. Great time. So it's unlike when you transplant in the summer, they are not exposed to the stress of heat. They are done with their multiplying, with their seeding. And so great time.
So this is a good time.
So if you want to share with neighbors, friends, dig up your dogwood, whatever you feel you need to, you still need to get a maple in the ground because I need fall color or something, do it. It's a great time.
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible time to be out there. Today is not a fun time to
today,
be doing it.
2 days ago was gorgeous.
But the thing is that plants really do kind of like, maybe not this extreme kind of rain, but they do like to be saturated and get their roots
and
really.
And the overcast don't, and plus it's easier digging, right? Just think about your bones.
Yeah, that's right. This is a great time to weed. The other day I was weeding some dandelions and I went, oh, this is the time to do it because they just kind of pull out. Yeah,
they come out so easily.
They do.
Yeah, I was out weeding yesterday.
Yeah.
So what you usually, what's a classic one, what you do this time of the year, besides going around peeking in other people's yard and up the highway and look for fall colors, besides that, is you can look forward to your what's called the spring bulbs. So the tulips, the daffodils, the alliums, the little grape hyacinth and little other stuff. Yeah.
And you do, if you want a spring bloom of those things, you got to think about it now. You can't plant those in April and say, oh, they're going to bloom in May. That
exactly. So the key is if you want to have the very first flowers, plant spring bulbs plus, you know, they are very costly and a big bang.
They are because you plant them once and I am frequently having to dig up my daffodils and I just had to do one of my lily beds and you'd end up with hundreds of...
And you dig them up because they get too...
Because,
too many.
Yeah.
They're multiplying.
I only have to do that.
What
I only have
to
do it every 5 years or something like that, 5 or 6 years. But what will happen, you'll notice that if your daffodils or your, I can't say this about tulips because I don't have much experience with tulips, but daffodils and lilies, they'll start getting smaller,
just the blossom,
blossom, and they're just not producing very much. It's because they're too crowded. And when you dig them up, you will find literally hundreds.
Same true for allium, right?
Of allium,
those tall
the same
globe.
Thing.
Oh man, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And
that's
I'm going to have
I
to
did
do
with my alliums recently. Too,
exactly,
so I dug them up, and I'm going to move them around. When do we plant those? How long do we have to leave them out of the ground before
Did you not listen? We just said this is a great time. What, Joni?
No, I mean it's a great. But do they have to be out and dry out for a certain period of time before you can plop them back in the ground?
If you have a local, so to speak, a domestic transplant from here, you can take them out and just put them right back in.
Just move them right over.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to all that, but I was thinking maybe it was like the garlic where you have to give it a certain period of time before you can put it back in the ground.
Oh, when it's freshly harvested.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of garlic, that's also a great time to plant your hardneck garlic in the fall. And there are certain keys to all perennials, including bulbs, including garlic, And maybe we get to that.
Go for it.
Because I had yesterday from a friend and who is also working for one of my lovely customers. She had the wonderful question, said, well, is it guaranteed that those spring, that those bulbs I plant in the fall, that they're all coming back? And this is nice because then I have to revisit my own knowledge, and you have to do it the right way, right? So raised beds are not a great idea. There is a reason why plants have the roots in the ground in general. You can do it in a planter, but you're taking your chances. And it's not the exposure of the cold we have sometimes, or you know, when we get single digits. The plants can handle that. They usually are, well, one would hope that you bought plants with the right hardy zone. And they can handle that. But the constant thaw and freeze we have, that obnoxious on and off in the winter where we don't know, oh, today the down coat is too hot, and then it's not enough. And then the wind comes up. That is what gets
plants
them.
Don't like that. So
exactly. But you still can do it.
And I'll tell you one of the things that I've done to so that you can do it in a... My experience is don't try to plant something that's removed from the ground, but you can do it in a raised bed if it's connected to the ground. And this is key, if you cover it with plastic so it doesn't get so saturated
the
water with
water. Is exactly is the other thing. And also raised beds, you know, some people have 2 feet. Some people have just a slightly raised bed.
I would not plant them in those beds that are 2 feet. I've and lost even, the only time I've ever lost my garlic is doing that.
My garlic. I keep trying it.
Oh yeah.
So, but to other plants, you can do it when they are above ground. What I do with like the big beautiful planters, and you maybe some people have a tree in it. I do. I love that. It makes such a statement on the porch. What I do is I bring them under the eaves, where they are not getting as waterlogged and not hit with a snow load, so a little tucked back. They still need a minuscule amount of moisture in the winter, right? Because if we get that thaw and freeze, especially the thaw, all of a sudden they're waking up a little bit and they need some moisture. So, but it's enough that the spray from just wind, etc., that's enough to support them. And if you can't do that or they're not movable, just put a... something which closes off the top part of the
from
of the
getting
planter.
Any rain.
Exactly. Get a little bit of rain, but not too much.
Okay.
So back to the bulbs. So there are a few things how you can do it right.
Okay.
It depends which bulb you buy. There is like any plant, bulbs want the right exposure. And that exposure is, interestingly enough, we all have way more sun in the springtime in our yard than in the summer because the foliage is not out. So you get away planting tulips like in a shady spot just because that beautiful lush tree hasn't even budded out by the time
that
so you get more ground to plant, but you want to have the right exposure. You want to have good drainage. That's important. Fertilizer only comes in next spring or even after,
so you don't put fertilizer in
not
when
in
you
the fall
the, when
you don't want the them really to wake up. You want them to get in the ground, go to sleep, in our area at least. There are all kinds of different planting techniques, but this is the one which works for us. Bring them into the bed, cover them with soil. Don't stomp on it, but make it a little bit
firm,
right? So not just sprinkle, not just potting soil over it. Use a local soil.
And compost? Do you use compost at this time?
Not this time.
Not this time.
Save it for the springtime. Yeah, they would love it. And in the springtime, just as easy, even if there's a little snow still on top of it, sprinkle it on top of it, and gravity will find its way. The nutrients will find their way with gravity.
Okay.
And what I would suggest, if you can, if you have access to good mulch, mulch it. Mulching all plants is always a good idea. And for bulbs, it's very easy because you just slump it on there, frankly. For other plants, I feel a little bit like a parrot. That's a very common mistake that we tuck those plants in. Make sure when you mulch big plants like trees and shrubs, make sure to stay clear of the trunk.
Of the
hardy part, the woody parts.
Part, yeah.
Because you will get root rot, and that's you lose the plants with that. Yeah.
But with bulbs, I find that, again, it's another thing that protects them in the winter, is if you put mulch, and I have used leaves, shredded leaves, you can can use seaweed. Beware of seaweed, though, because it will dry out in the spring, and then you got to go and pull that seaweed away so that the...
I would remove any mulch in the springtime. I would gently dig and peek. Yeah, mm-hmm.
People do remove it. I don't, because I like to have that mulch on. It acts as a weed barrier. Yep. Mm-hmm. The other reason that I like putting a mulch on, I've used various, straw will work. I'll pull straw off because it kind of gets thick. But I like the fact that it's part of my process of it puts organic matter into my beds. Mm, so I plant, you know, my garlic in that this year, but then next year I will plant something and all that organic matter is left in my beds. So it's just part of my my process. So
So then one more good point. We had a couple of winters which were kind of similar. In the perspective that it was a very long snow season. Mm-hmm. We had a very long snow cover and we had a lot of snow for two winters in a row. And the snow is a great insulator. Mm-hmm. It's technically a great mulch, but it's also a really good hidey hole for voles, which are traveling right under the snow. And the soil was not hard frozen by the time it snowed. So meaning for voles, they have a heyday down there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So make sure... Don't cut your grass razor short, but if you have a lawn and you plan on planting bulbs in that lawn, maybe it's a great idea to give it one more haircut. Don't cut it shorter than 3-4 inches. That's what you commonly should do. But other than that, if you have that folded over beach grass and all that, it's just a playground for those rodents. Mm-hmm. That's what
And you
love.
Can tell if you've got them, because voles are the things that make the raised... the little raised tunnels.
Exactly. You see it right after the melt. Yeah.
As soon as the snow melts, it just all these little wiggly things all through the yard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then while you plant your bulbs as well, still do your transplants if you have it right while you're out and muddy. So and one more thing with the bulbs, it's also the right depth. So not every bulb goes in the same way.
How do I know that depth?
Well, it's very easy. Ask somebody who sells them. Great idea. They come with little plant tags or in bags or something, but there is always instruction with it. Mm-hmm. And there is a rule of thumb, which is, what is it? Three times the depth of the bulb, right?
I think it is three or four times.
I would rather go a mini notch deeper. Exactly. And they make great tools. They have shovels and hori-hori.
There's bulb planters.
And they even have the inches on there. It just in case you're like me and love to cheat with that and get a little lazy after bulb 12.
And you could dig trenches, too.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just planted a bunch of lilies the other day, and I dug trenches, and I put them in, and then just covered over and get a uniform cover on it.
Yeah. You know what's one of my favorite bulb planting techniques? Because we all think, how far do we plant them apart? Mm-hmm. And some people plant them snug, right? Right next to each other.
You just have to go in and
well, for cut flowers, great idea. But if you want to have a little bit of a landscaping in the back of your yard, how do you make it not look like, okay, I planted 15 bulbs here? It's really hard. So what you do is you take them, put them in your hand, and you just throw them on the ground wherever they land. That's where you plant them. It's kind of cute. Yeah, it's a good idea. Try it. It's a good idea. Yeah.
But the closer you plant them, the it does mean that you're going to have to go in and thin them soon, probably
earlier. So then where do you get your garlic? That's a question I get all the time. Well, Sally Bovea, Four Wind Farms, just said she is going to sell Music Hardscape Garlic Farmer's Market on Saturday. And also Foundroot is selling garlic this year.
Okay.
And they are open on Saturday as well. So maybe Saturday morning is your time
to get
for
garlic.
And I'll let you do that.
And I plant my garlic the end of September, and is how... I find that works. I have a magic date of September 29th. But,
perfect.
So what I'm saying is that now is the time you should be buying your garlic. It's kind of late to be going and ordering it.
September 29th is a great date.
It is. You're not selling garlic at your sale.
I don't.
Okay. I do want to mention before we finish here that you get free advertising because you came on the show with me today. But Gomi's Garden is bringing in bulbs, and the bulb sale is going to be the 29th, and which is Friday. It's a weekend, Sunday, the 29th through the 1st of October.
Exactly.
And so where is it going to be at? Sarah Jace?
Sarah Jace again, like last year. Okay. That was just too fun. And you know what, people? if you don't have a garden or if you are not a flower person, we're getting to that time of the year that it's getting that droopy out there. Mm-hmm. Just come to that bulb sale. It is colorful. It is fun. There is a lot of giggling. If we are lucky, no pressure, Sarah J. But if we are lucky, Sarah J. might open for a coffee. I hope she did. She did spur of the moment last year, and it was a joy. Okay. And it's just a lot of color and fun.
Uh-huh. I was thinking you were going to say it's going to be sunny and warm, but
well, it might be
one day.
One day. All right. Well, thank you so much. A lot of timely information.
Yeah,
good and timely information.
It's the time to get bulbs
sure.
in the ground and do all of that. So maybe not today, but in the next.
Exactly. Well, get them in and look forward to a fun, colorful surprise in the springtime.
Bulbs are a lot of bang for your buck, like you said. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of color in
the
spring.
Especially the ones you can leave in the ground.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to deal with
them.
Yeah. We all need color and flower, that first thing in the
especially in the spring.
Yeah.
Yep. So. All right. Well, thank you so
much.
Thanks,
Joni.
Thank you.